This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On What's On Your Mind, Bismarck Event Center, our location today for the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting. Another hour of some great guests for you. We did reschedule our conversation with Jeremy Free. That'll come up about 20 past the hour, so we'll do that as well. Wanted to let you know that's a done deal. Talk with some more of the folks that are presenting here at the Lignite Energy Council meeting, and wrap up with Chris Berg from 630 Point of View. Tell you a little bit about our day yesterday down in St. Anthony with the folks from Energy Transfer Partners coming in to meet with farmers and ranchers and talk one-on-one with them about the last number of months of extraordinary difficulties. So all that more today from the event in Bismarck, North Dakota. Everything happening there. Headlines today, Bismarck Tribune, legislature approves the Lake Mineral Bill. That one's been a one they've been wrestling with. The police have identified the man killed by an officer. That's been a tough deal. This is an amazing story, and the one I want to ask our next guest about. A car crashed into the building of the Lignite Energy Council. Now, thankfully, they were all at the Bismarck Event Center, but that could have been a tragic situation. And North Dakota Parks and Rec budget is awaiting a signature and money to prevent further double ditch erosion. Included in that, over in the eastern end of the state, some of the things that folks are looking at. NDSU officials say a quarter of say that though just a quarter of funding, state money is most key right now to what they're doing right there. So they're battling for more dollars as the higher ed things get worked out. And to pose a challenge to Trump, NDSU Spectrum student editors published their own tax returns. Isn't that interesting? Yes. On the colleges all across the USA, we have some interesting advocates. So anyway, a couple things catching our attention today in the news headlines, including, as Donald Trump would say, clean, beautiful coal. And Jason Bohr is here, president and of the Lignite Energy Council. I'm glad you were here yesterday, first of all.
Yeah, me too. I am glad that there is nothing that we had going into the basement of our building. That was a crazy deal.
Wow, unbelievable. Yeah. Fate, timing, you know.
Absolutely.
Glad to have everybody here. How has it been going here? How's the conference?
It's been great. We've had a lot of good speakers here, and I think the energy that we feel is completely different after the last election. You've got a president in the White House who wants coal to be successful and wants the American people to have access to affordable energy. It's a big change.
What's the state of North Dakota coal with all those changes? What does it mean?
We have a lot of energy in the room for North Dakota coal. You know, it's always going to be a challenge to continue to grow the industry and face some market challenges when the markets have changed the way they have. But North Dakota coal industry is as strong as ever, and stronger than probably the rest of the coal industry in the country because of the mine-mouth relationships that we have, the cost advantages, and just a very supportive government and infrastructure.
What's your biggest takeaway from the gathering this year?
The people want to put the last 8 years behind them and look forward and say, what are we going to do to make the last 8 years nothing but a bad memory?
I've been to a lot of these conferences over the last couple of years, and you know, you're a wonderful group to be around, but it was a little depressing.
It has been.
Just because, I mean, there's no solutions, right? You just see, so much regulation and so much animosity towards an industry that you just say those two together are not a good match.
Well, I tell you what, you could really see, I think, the challenges when we were looking at the Clean Power Plan that there was no solution for other than shutting down industries, other than simply turning off the lights. And I also think it makes a difference in people's lives when the president is calling them a polluter every day of their life, when the president is denigrating their occupation. And now these guys know that their president believes in them and thinks that they do honorable work. It's a big deal.
Makes a difference, doesn't it? That's for sure. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here again, as always. Sorry, with the family circumstances, I wasn't able to be here more. I was honored.
Our wishes go out to you.
I was honored to be asked to MC, and I just couldn't do it with everything going on. But next year, there's always next year, and I'm glad it's better this year. It just makes everything better, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason. Good to see you. All right. Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council there. Joel Johnson is next. He's the director of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. We're going to talk a little bit about Minnesota legislature, of course. You know, the great thing about North Dakota, we're an energy exporter, right? We generate way more energy than we can use, and it has to go somewhere and goes to Minnesota many times. A lot of the companies in Minnesota are involved in the, you know, this effort as well, and of course the policies of the legislature where so much of the coal is used. North Dakota, very important to the lignite industry in North Dakota. Joel, how are you? Nice to see you.
Thanks, Scott. Pleasure to be here.
So, you know, the environment that Jason just talked about largely was the national environment of this animosity towards the coal industry. That's been Minnesota, too, for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, and there's been a real tension because, you know, Minnesota has really, really benefited from the low-cost, affordable, and reliable energy that it's gotten from the plants in North Dakota. And really, rural Minnesota in particular has been a great, great beneficiary of all the inexpensive power that they've been able to import from North Dakota and then turn into other products. Really over the past 8 years, the battle over energy policy has really shifted away from the legislature in Minnesota, in a large part because I think most of the legislators began realizing the real importance that inexpensive energy played in Minnesota's economy. And it shifted then over to the regulatory bodies. And this year in the legislature, we're seeing kind of a backlash against that. I think there's been there's attempts in the legislature this year to kind of pull the reins a little bit on the Public Utilities Commission, the main body that regulates utilities in Minnesota, and get more balance on the commission. There's been attempts to change the way that the commissioners are selected. There's also bills that would kind of restrict some of the areas in which the commission can, you know, cause some mischief on projects, energy projects in the state.
Is it, explain how the PUC is made up in Minnesota. Is it the governor that appoints the positions?
That's correct. There's five members of the commission, and they're all appointed by the governor.
Wow.
And the governor, being in place now for 8 years, has selected every single member currently on the commission.
How long are you there? Is there a certain term?
A six-year term. So it's going to these are lasting changes and a lasting shift in the board. And I think that's one of the main concerns from legislators this year is they'd like to see, number one, more balance geographically on the commission. Currently, all of the commissioners live within an average of 60 miles of the state capital.
So they don't, you know, we just can't even just by, you know, geography know Western Minnesota, rural Minnesota, right? I mean, they're wrapped up in the metro. And do they not also, many of them come from sort of the backgrounds of pretty extreme environmental views?
Over the past years, the governor really has looked more for environmentally minded with a preference towards renewable energy, less of a balanced approach. But I think the biggest difference between the commissioners that the governor has chosen is many of them see themselves as activists. They really want to see the commission taking a more active role as the main policymaker in the state on energy issues.
Any progress there to fix that? I mean, you mentioned that there's some efforts underway to change that. Do you see those being successful?
It's going to be interesting, and it's going to be a difficult set of negotiations at the end of the term. A lot of these bills are carried within an omnibus bill that has a lot of economic development and jobs provisions. And so it's really going to be a difficult task negotiating with the administration to kind of say, you know, hey, we don't like the way that you've been making these, you know, decisions on regulatory commissioners and how much the governor is willing to compromise on that remains to be seen.
So how will you gauge the success of the session?
You know, with energy in Minnesota, I think you always, the first and foremost, you hope they do no harm. And that certainly, I think, will be the case this year. You know, the provisions that are up, I think, from the view of most utilities is that they're steps forward in the right direction. And if we can get one or two passed, I think that'll make a difference. I think if we can streamline some of the regulatory processes to get approval for projects, that'll be a big victory as well.
Joel Johnson's the director of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. We talk a lot about these efforts on the air because it's just so simple. You know, reliable, affordable energy is so important to families and businesses. And the last number of years, it's required a lot of folks to get involved. And that's why elections, you know, matter. There's consequences there. And, you know, the difference for this industry in this past election can't be overstated, can it?
No, it can't. And I think there has been some recognition in Minnesota on the part of some of the advocates for renewable energy development, environmental measures, that things have gone maybe a bit too far, that there's been too much of the Minneapolis-St. Paul dictating policy for challenges in rural Minnesota. And I think there's a recognition that we need to be listening to rural communities.
In rural Minnesota, you have a lot of power. Engage. Engage. Get involved. Thanks, Joel.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute, sponsored by North Dakota Farmers Union, features Farmers Union Insurance Operations Manager Brad Nold discussing ATV safety.
It's really important to pay attention to the weight balance on top of an ATV. You put a passenger on the back of it, the handling changes. Most ATVs, as we know them, four-wheelers, are not designed for use on paved roads. So if you're going to use it on a paved road, really keep your speed down. And then the key thing we can't preach enough is accidents are going to happen. Minimize the amount of damage. Wear a helmet. Even if it's just a quick run to the other side of the yard, wear a helmet. You never know when you're going to hit that hole and get ejected from the vehicle and protect yourself with safety equipment.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Live at the Bismarck Event Center today with What's on Your Mind, final day of the Lignite Energy Council gathering. Been here for a number of years. Good event. Enjoyed a great deal. And we are brought to you today in part by our friends at Pipers. Have you been to Pipers.com lately? You'd probably find some iron you might be interested in, or an auction coming up where you can find yourself a great deal, or how about some land? Pipers Land Auctions listed at Pipers.com. And coming up here tomorrow, they have a Western Dakota Construction and Ag Equipment Auction in Bowman that's going on. You can do online bidding for that as well. Andy Murnick and Jim will be taking that one on. It'll be good. They'll be in New England next Thursday for the Eisenbach Farm Equipment Auction. And then a week from tomorrow, next Friday the 28th, they have a written bid lease on 297 acres in Emmons County, North Dakota. Just an example of a few things. You can find out more at Pipers.com. You can also call them at 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Pipers.com. If you call them, they'll happily send you out a catalog. They love love doing that very much. All right. I mentioned earlier that the road our next guest is traveling, and his daughter Anna and son Sawyer are, one of the reasons we've swallowed hard over the last couple of weeks and the challenges we had in laying my mother to rest, because Sawyer and Anna laid their mother to rest, and Jeremy laid his wife to rest. Heidi Free was a wonderful counselor, and most recently at Concordia College, where Jeremy, Anna, and Sawyer have set up the Heidi Free Memorial Student Success Award. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that today, in addition to expressing my condolences again to Jeremy and his family, to say this is really something that all of us that lose a loved one could use, something to focus on to keep what they did alive. And I think this is a marvelous idea, really, to get behind. So I want to tell you a little bit about today with Jeremy Self. Jeremy, thanks for joining us, and we hope you're hanging in there, you and the kids.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Yeah, condolences to your family as well. Tough weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. But your kids in their teens, losing a mom much too young in her 40s, certainly a challenge to ovarian cancer. And so many questions. And I know everybody has them for sure about that. I thought this was a wonderful way to celebrate her memory and her work. Is counselor the correct term for what Heidi did? She really sort of taught counselors, too, and did a lot of things in education and motivating kids. But is that the best term to describe Heidi?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what her degrees were in, and really that was her focus for her entire professional career, and most recently was kind of the director of the Academic Enhancement and Writing Center, and their focus was helping students.
So how did she do what she did? How did she take being a counselor to a different level with this? I've heard so much from President Kraft and his wife, who worked with your wife, about the success of this program and how it worked. What was the secret? What did she do?
I don't know what her secret was, but she got up every day and it was all about helping people. And she started her career in the social work field, and gravitated very quickly to the college campuses, and it was all about the students, and just her focus there was unwavering, and spent all of her time trying to better their experience, which would last a lifetime for them.
The Memorial Student Success Award. Explain why you call it the Student Success Award. What are you planning with this?
Yeah, so it's something actually that Heidi and I talked about here this fall, and kind of got some legs underneath it, and really it's an award that recognizes progress, and I guess if you look at a typical scholarship for a college student, most of them, if not all, are focused on how you did in your secondary education and your academic achievements there. You may earn some type of a financial reward towards a college education. But there's really little to no scholarships or awards available for someone who comes into college. Maybe they're struggling. Maybe they're struggling with something big like deciding a major, but probably more real is trying to get through a specific class so that they can stay in school. And that's what really her work was about, and her office's work was trying to help those students and, you know, get them to a better spot. So the award recognizes, you know, students and their progress. So they may not have come in with an award or a scholarship, but, you know, they've been working their butt off to improve. And the group there is helping them. The counselors are helping them, and they're, you know, they're putting their best foot forward and making progress. And this would recognize that. So we're pretty excited about that piece of it.
Yeah, it's a neat idea because you just don't hear about that. You hear about scholarships on the front end, recognizing you know, a great academic performance, which, you know, obviously makes sense. This is just a unique way to do it, to say, you know, when you turn it around, when you're maybe in a bad spot, and now you're really doing well, and then to get a scholarship, there's a super motivator there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, her legacy can live on in what she has done with students there, you know, up until now, and now this award will carry that on for a long time.
So how do folks contribute to this? Concordia College has set up a special fund you can donate to, where the dollars can go into that fund, right?
Yep, absolutely. And then the folks will pick and choose students based on how students are doing and provide the award to them. You simply can go, you can send a check to Concordia. You can go online through the Office of Advancement and put a gift in there. Just designate Heidi Free Memorial, and it'll go to the right spot. So again, we're super excited to you know, carry on that legacy over there and you know, have continuing impact on students' lives.
Exactly right. So if you know, maybe you're a Cobber and you haven't donated in a while, it's a great time to get it going again and donate specifically to this cause. It'll help students. Maybe you've got a student in your family, you know, that you say, hey, that's my son or daughter. That'd be perfect to get something like that going. So a couple of good motivators there to you know, ultimately contribute to. So great cause. And by the way, Free is spelled F-R-I-E, F-R-I-E. So it's the Heidi Free Memorial Student Success Award. Jeremy, anything else you want to tell our listeners?
No, just appreciate all the support in this trying time. And cliche to say we're taking it one day at a time, but we're doing that, and it's working well. And again, something to focus on like this award and keeping busy has been very good for us. So
yeah,
I appreciate,
you know,
all the support from the community.
You know, she's smiling, you know, that's going right. Yeah. And we're certainly keeping you and your kids in our prayers. I realized how tough it is to lose a mom at 52. I can't imagine in my teens as your kids are experiencing right now. So it's just an amazing, you know, we only have one mom. That's as simple as that.
Right.
So it's not easy. Our thoughts and prayers with you and Anna and Sawyer as well. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
I love this state. I love where we live. Just people care so very much and do. Just as I was talking to him, one of the maintenance workers came by and pointed to his heart and, you know, gave me a thumbs up. Great folks here. Really are. More come up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Every day, stop in at a PetroServe USA location. If you haven't this week, do it. Because every week, they have a new batch of names drawn for your chance at winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards. That's a $50,000 giveaway going on at PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA. Also, some great deals all month long. Any item on the roller grill is 99 cents. Oh, I love it. The brats, the hot dogs, check it out. Old Dutch Family Pack chips are $2.99 each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. The Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white. Deli Club oven roasted turkey and cheese, all $2.29 each. Great deal as well. And don't forget our favorite, the 4 for $4 special, hot stuff personal pan pizza. 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice, all day, every day, 4 for $4. 4 items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
What's on your mind? Live from the Bismarck Event Center, here for the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting. We'll talk with another one of the speakers here in a minute. First, I want to tell you about a word about our friends at Polar Service Center. That is $32 an hour, Sean. Not bad. Now do the math. They need you, folks, at Polar Service Center, and they are looking for anybody with tank or trailer experience, any kind of technicians. You want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization? That's what you're going to get when you come to Polar Service Center. Williston, Kildare, they're also in Billings. They need experienced mechanics. And if you need training in the particular area with the tank trailers, they'll train you. They have a great, great training program. Competitive pay, superior benefits. I mean, really good. Full dental, medical, prescription insurance coverage, disability, life insurance, paid time off. 401k with employer match, their benefits are just incredible. And a lot of times in this day and age, because of Obamacare and other things, there's cuts to what kind of benefits companies can offer. But they're not cutting at Polar Service Center. Flexible spending account up to $32 an hour. Give Gary a call right now, 701-495-3592. Gary's ready for you. 701-495-3592. Yesterday, Kelsey Warren, the president and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners, did the Dakota Access Pipeline, was down at the pipeline Cannonball Ranch, you know, the site where it crossed for the first time, and then went over to St. Anthony, spoke with farmers and ranchers there, and we were down there for that yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit about that with Chris Berg before the end of the hour, but, you know, he said, do people realize that, you know, the rig counts are up and activity's back and, you know, there's a lot going on? See the size of that pipe. So see the size of that pipe. 42 inches. That's a lot of pipe. It's a lot of pipe. And it goes really 2,200 miles from the Bakken, you know, to Illinois that attaches to another pipeline down the refineries. It's an incredible, incredible opportunity for mineral owners, for the people who own the oil, to receive the value that other places are getting for the same oil. Our oil is better, and we usually get a discount because of the transportation. So, really, there's some great things brewing in that industry as well. So, I'll tell you more about that coming up in just a little bit. And oil and coal and wind and, you know, hydro and nuclear and everything else are part of our next conversation with our guest, Dick Ellis. Dick worked with NSP for a whole lot of years and recently retired with a company that did a lot of environmental upgrades at North Dakota Lignite plants as well. He's now a consultant that works alongside the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future and the Lignite Energy Council. Dick Ellis is with us. Dick, how are you?
Great, Scott. Thanks for having me this morning.
Glad to have you on the program today. One of the things that Dick and his colleagues do
is go out and speak to groups about an all-of-the-above energy solution. For the life of me, I can't understand why everybody wouldn't be for an all-of-the-above energy solution, right? To just say, okay, here's our energy needs, and if you look at them, they're incredible. I mean, they're not going down, they're going up. And so we better be able to pull from every pot to be able to meet those needs. But that's common sense, and unfortunately there's not common sense in every corner of the world. But I'm glad you do that. How do those conversations go when you talk to a Rotary group or service groups or the different folks you go see?
Well, when we talk to Rotaries and other public people, they do, for the most part, understand that we need reliable, affordable energy. And our hope is to continue the message that in order to do that, we have to rely on all the energy sources that are available to us in this country. And here in North Dakota, coal is such an available resource, and it's reliable, it's affordable, and we can safely get that energy out of the ground and get it to the consumers. And here in North Dakota, that energy is exported into the upper Midwest, and it's a very important part of the economy.
Reliable, affordable, two very important things to businesses. And I would encourage any trade groups, different organizations, associations that have meetings to invite, these guys in and inform the public, because really the general public, sadly, I think most of us that are just in the, a consumer category, you flip a switch, the light's on,
right?
You're good. You just expect it to be there without really understanding kind of some of the threats. And thankfully, the threats might be lessening a little bit from the current administration. But the viewpoint that is out there, this jihad against fossil fuels, that's not going away, obviously.
There are a lot of people that are claiming that we can have all of our energy from renewables, that's not going to work, at least for the foreseeable future. And so we need the reliable coal, natural gas, oil, nuclear, renewables. I've worked in the industry for quite a few years, and Northern States Power, where I started, they actually use all of those energy sources. Their energy mix is nuclear, coal, gas, wind, solar, wood. And so the region relies on their ability to provide the reliable energy.
Yeah, I correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that some companies tend to get a little sort of gun shy, for lack of a better term, about all the opposition. And it's easier just to throw in the towel than fight. You kind of buckle at the knees a little bit. You see some of that?
Well, there's some of that, but yet at the same time, I think reasonable people understand that when they go to flip on the switch, that there are those that are providing that energy to them, and they understand that the industry is there to support them.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. It does. Let's talk also about the people that are involved in this industry. So this is another thing. When you talk to somebody that works at the plant, for instance, that is the power plant that produces the energy with the coal, there are so many different companies that ultimately supply that plant that are vendors and contractors, and the ripple effects of the industry is pretty incredible. You've worked with them, right?
I've worked with them for many years, and I've had the good fortune of part of my career, I've worked for engineering companies and construction companies, and I'm located in Minnesota, and I've had the good opportunity to come out here to North Dakota and develop a relationship with the mines and the plants and provide engineering and contracting services to those folks, and over time you develop a relationship and you work together. You come to rely on each other for that day-to-day service that you provide and the needs that they have. A plant is in the business of running its operation, and they don't have all of the tools, supplies, and people to do everything that they need to get done during maintenance work and outages. And so they rely on the vendor community and the contractors to help them with that.
And, you know, that's jobs. That's families. You know, there's just, you know, again, they do good work, obviously, and we appreciate what they do. And that's when what you're doing and interacting with them. But I think we also lose just the impact of all that. That goes away. That's an enormous impact.
It's an enormous impact. And when you think about it, for every job that you have in the industry, you have 2 to 3 additional jobs in the community that are a result of that. People need their vehicles. They need their vehicles maintained. They need groceries and housing. And so it's a big impact on the community.
So Minnesota companies that interact with North Dakota Plants and Mines, there again, pretty good partnership there in commerce between those two too, right?
It's a wonderful relationship over the years. It's almost as though the border has disappeared. The Minnesota companies, and even some of them have opened up offices here in North Dakota in order to support the mines and plants.
Yeah, and so there's putting a flag down even.
Exactly.
Yeah, and exactly. It's nice when that border goes down, because sometimes that border actually gets even a little wider when some of the politicians start, you know, passing laws to ban North Dakota coal and everything else. I imagine that makes you cringe, huh?
Well, it's something that the politicians tend to look at, and they have their own opinions on how those things should go, but at the same time, the plants still need to operate. And that's where the contractor community comes in. As an example, a few years ago, I had the opportunity to come up here, and I had never met one of the people from the plants. And during the Lignite Energy Council annual meeting, we had an opportunity to start talking to each other and share with each other what we both do. And a couple of weeks later, I got a request for some engineering services, and our people were out here a couple of weeks after that helping them out. And so it's that getting to know each other, and some people, when I first started coming out here, one of the companies told me, said, if we see your face and you're out here in January, there's the Energy Generation Conference that Bismarck State College has here every year. It's been almost 40 years they've been having that event, and he says, we know that if you're going to come out here in January from Minnesota, from the Twin Cities, and look for work,
you're the real deal, huh?
You're the real deal. You bet. We can depend on you coming out here in the summertime and working for us.
You passed the test. Yeah, I love it. All right, thanks, Dick. Good to chat with you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Another one of the speakers here, the Lignite Energy Council, Dick Ellis, joining us. By the way, this goes until about 1:45 today, if you do want to stop by. Tom, we got time to get in one of the calls that came in earlier. Go ahead and roll that if you want. Play as much of that as we can here.
They can write algorithms to take the violent people off, but he hasn't done it. And he's got numerous lawsuits at home and abroad, and no one is talking to Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. And two big advertisers have left, Johnson & Johnson and AT&T, but where's the media outcry in getting all the advertisers to leave Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and boycott?
It's a very interesting point on your part, because, of course, there is an onslaught going on against Bill O'Reilly. I guess you got to decide for yourself whether it's warranted or not. You know, do we know or not? But Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook allowed something on Facebook that shouldn't be there, right? And stayed up there for a long time, as you say, they have. And the two advertisers have left? Something is amiss there. You're right. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where I broke my back and bones in my feet and my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Spitfire West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington Grand Forks in front of Kmart.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Almost done, unfortunately. Having a great time at the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting at the Bismarck Defense Center today on What's on Your Mind. Tomorrow, lots of open phone time. Lots of open phone time. Really looking forward to that. And then, as I mentioned, I'll be gone Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Back Thursday with our exclusive interview, 1 hour, Kelsey Warren from Energy Transfer Partners, which, of course, is the Dakota Access Pipeline. He was in North Dakota yesterday with some of the senior leadership of the team. Chris Berg and I had a chance to tag along and kind of observe everything and wanted to give you a little bit of a read on that. Chris is going to be talking about it. You'll see it on Point of View, which you watch, of course, on KX4 for Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota, and also West Dakota Fox for Western North Dakota viewers as well.
We're going to talk about that in just a moment. We had a listener send a note say, hey, tell Scott that the Dakota Access Pipeline is only a 30-inch pipe, not 42. The northern border gas line it runs next to in much of Morton County is 42, not the oil pipeline. I saw a valve that came up with the pipe yesterday that was identified to me as Dakota Access at 42, so I don't know if that's 42 and the other's 30, but I can't remember. But if I'm wrong, I stand corrected. I'd check that out, but I appreciate the comment. But you do raise a very good point. There is already a pipeline in the exact same area. Hello? Hard to believe that the next pipeline with the latest and greatest technology is more of a threat than that pipeline or the 1,031 other water crossings that are happening in North Dakota. But welcome to the last number of months of having to just talk common sense. Kind of crazy. Chris Berg is here from Point of View. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Scott. What an incredible day yesterday to watch Kelsey with the Farmers and Ranchers down in St. Anthony, and then obviously to have Mr. Ramsey, you know, show us that pipeline and the technology and the safety, and I just thought it was a 12 out of 10. I mean, it was just an incredible, incredible day.
Yeah, so it was very interesting. The part I enjoyed the most was interacting or watching his interaction with the Farmers and Ranchers down there. I was just a microphone man, running the microphone around the room and letting people ask their questions. And, you know, we didn't make a big deal out of that because we didn't want to have, people there other than those that were the audience that was intended, and that was farmers and ranchers. Those are the people that have gone through so much in this that I believe have received the least amount of attention, that really haven't been, you know, rattling any cages or anything. And it was fascinating to see what concerned them and what issues they took directly to Dakota Access. Anything they brought up surprise you?
I don't think anything really surprised me. It was great to see people saying, hey, look, we know that you guys follow the law. You did the right thing. We're behind this 1,000%. Obviously, there's some concerns about the reclamation of their soil that Mr. Warren's going to address. And I think one thing that's important, and I don't know all the details. All I know is after that meeting, I think this shows what was so powerful at having Kelsey there yesterday. And he even said this to you and I was, you know, Chris, what's great about being here today and meeting all these people is that it really humanizes this project. And right before you and I had a chance to interview Mr. Warren, you know, he had a couple of people from St. Anthony in tears because of a very generous thing he's going to do. I don't have all the details around it, but you could see how emotional these people were. And that was because Mr. Warren's going, look, I'm very sorry all this took place. Let me do what I can to try to help your community and support it. And I thought that was very gracious of him.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sensing, some effort even among, residents to sort of, you know, kind of, I mean, this isn't the term they're using, but sort of pox on both houses, you know, kind of like, we were pawns in this thing and we got caught in the crossfire and I don't like anybody involved in it, right? And I'm really worried about that kind of attitude because here's a company that put $4 billion in to allow us to take half of the current capacity of oil from the Bakken to the refineries at a significant windfall for the state and for mineral owners. It's a big deal, right? And if we don't have their back to say, wait a minute, they did everything they were asked to do and were prevented and took enormous financial hits as a result of it, then, you know, what, the next company might think twice about coming. You know what I mean?
Two things that I want to address. I think you bring up a very good point. Everyone's sort of seen this pipeline through a fairly myopic point of view, in my opinion. And so two things I note that are important. One is that no one's talking about the fact that you start taking 500,000 barrels of oil a day off the roads and off the rails. Think about how much money we spent the prior session, Scott. It was $1 billion plus on roads and infrastructure. Think about what this pipeline is going to do if you don't have these two-ton trucks beating up our roads all day, the money that we're going to save just from an infrastructure standpoint alone for our state, where that money can go to education or, heck, more tax, you know, cuts or whatever it's going to do to help us all save some money, number one. Number two is think about what this is going to do for the farmers. I mean, just it was a few years ago when obviously oil was much higher, but we had farmers that were getting gouged because there was no rail cars available to move their grains. They're getting charged a premium on that. Now again, you take all this oil off the roads, you take it off the rails, it opens up more cars, put more money back in the farmers' pockets because they're going to have lower transportation costs. And I think those are some things that are critically important to see the impact of this infrastructure project from a much wider view to go, hey, not only is it going to help us make some money from the revenue and the property taxes, but it's going to help a lot of people in the state save money as well.
I am joining Chris tonight on TV. We'll talk more about this, so check it out on Point of View, KX4 or West Dakota Fox. TiVo it if you can't tune it in live. And then join us again tomorrow as well to talk more about it. Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you tonight, Scott.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Our fine sponsor today. God bless you. Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.